Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You tell me that Oregon's got Oklahoma State on the calendar like 5 years ago. I'm like, well, all right. Hell yeah. I like that. Oklahoma State coming off of a 3-9 season last year.
Doesn't hit the same.
No, it's unfortunate. I mean, for this matchup, quite frankly, the only thing we care about with Oklahoma State is Mike Gundy.
Pretty much. That's honestly,
man, I'm 40.
Yeah, that's talk to me. That's one of my favorite lines ever. That's one of my favorite
18
rants.
18 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
The anniversary or something like that is either coming up or did happen, but it was 18 years ago.
But that made him famous. Right, like he was, you know,
well,
he was
I would say being a college football coach made him famous.
No, but I'm saying, but that made him like a name. You know, I think really people saw that and was like,
so the
it
more
a thing.
It's one of the most famous crash outs, press conference crash outs of all time, for sure.
You know, I was thinking about this last night. It wasn't quite the crash out that everybody remembers. He was defending a kid and a crappy writer that wrote a story that had no backing whatsoever. So yes, the way that he did it might have been a little brash, and we have sound clips from it, but like, man, you want more coaches doing that. So.
Yeah.
And anonymous sources suck, and that's the reason why. So go Gundy. He's a man. He's 60 now.
Yeah, no, hey, I respect him for doing what he did, you know, defending it. Who's the kid, I think he said in that press conference. But
oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. Who's the kid here?
Who's the kid? But Mike Gundy is like – essentially the only thing that we care about with this Oklahoma State team. When we break down like the game aspect, yes, there are obviously players and stuff, but as far as like the allure of the Oklahoma State program, there is no key player. There is no big matchup. There is no wide receiver one that is maybe going to go top 15. Like it, on paper, when you hear Oregon versus Oklahoma State, first time matchup ever, by the way, between these two schools, It sounds intriguing, but unfortunately it's coming after a year of Oklahoma State having a down year. And Mike Gundy also kind of on the bot seat, even?
When you go 3-9, you know, yeah, I think you're put on a hot seat.
I mean...
And you haven't, honestly, you mentioned it just as you started, like 5 years ago, this would have been a game that I think a lot of people had circled on their calendar to get down to Eugene or make sure they watch, like... Because Oklahoma State was a competitive football team. That's not necessarily the case anymore. And this is year what now for Mike Gundy there?
Oh, like
35,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Something like that. And how much real success has he seen?
He got there in 2005.
So 20 years ago.
Let's see here. I mean, before this season, went 10-4, 7-6. Back in 2021, 12-2, 8-3, 8-5. So anywhere between, you know, 8 wins to 10 wins a year, 7 wins to 10 years wins a year in that region.
And I guess that's good.
I mean, this was the last season was the worst season that he has had at Oklahoma State since his first year there in 2005.
I'm a man. Yeah, I'm 40.
I mean, he's a middling coach. He's a He's a pretty good coach. If he's a high school coach, he's the best coach in the nation, right? You know, but he is the coach of Oklahoma State, and they're, again, there's nothing very special about them. But I also want to make sure that I don't completely overlook them and just say, like, yeah, the Ducks are going to murder them. And I believe the Ducks will pretty much, you know, run them out of the stadium.
27.5-point favorite, my man.
Yeah, I think the Ducks are going to run them out of the stadium, you know, but...
They're a slightly harder opponent than Montana
State. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit harder than it was last week, but it should be, you know, roll Oregon roll at this point.
Yeah, I would say that, yeah, the message in the locker room for Dan and the boys is, like, you can't expect they're as much of a favorite over Oklahoma State as they were over Montana State, for God's sakes. So I don't know if you can. I just really hope that you don't let that creep into the minds of the players and be like, no, this is Oklahoma State. Like, this is Mike Gundy. This is not whoever from directional school in the FCS. Like, forget what they did last year. All right, this is a program that has been successful over the last 10 to 15 years since Gundy has started actually winning games there. And I don't think you can take them lightly. Like, they're going to play their ass off. They're going to want to come into Autzen and shock the world. And this would be quite the shocking win. And trust me, I'm with you guys. Like, talent level and having a quarterback make his first ever start at Autzen Stadium, plus all the bulletin board material that Mike Gundy has given Dan Lanning and this team this week, don't think it's going to go particularly well for Oklahoma State. I think it's going to be a big win for the Ducks, but they cannot treat this as if they know that's going to happen. Like, you got to have that mentality ahead of time, like the respect of the opponent. Like, just because they went 3-9 last year, this is new season, all right? And that's Oklahoma State, and that's Mike Gundy across the sideline, across the field there. We need to show them respect and take this seriously.
And with that said, I'm gonna put a little more respect on Mike Gundy's name, because while he's not playing in great bowl games, you know, after you don't have the best season, but he's winning. You know, he's very, very, very seldom once he gets to bowl game is he losing.
They were a foot away from making the playoff a few years ago.
Yeah, he's got some 10-win seasons in between there. They've struggled lately. They haven't been the same team. You know,
they were supposed
to
be really good last year in that 3-9.
Yeah,
season.
And so maybe this is the year that they're able to turn things around. The one thing about, you know, Mike Gundy, he doesn't have a lot of bad seasons in a row.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Like, if you go look back at his record and everything like that, yes, he hasn't been to a major bowl game or anything like that. No, he hasn't competed in the playoff at this point. But, like, he's got some 10-win seasons. Then he got a bunch of 7- and 8-win seasons. Then a 12, then a 7, then a 10. So that bounce-back season is probably coming, whether it's this year or next year. Hopefully that starts next year when they're not on the Ducks schedule. But
all right, yeah. It can start immediately after this week.
If they want to go ahead and turn on the Jets, you know, starting next week,
go
then,
ahead.
Then they're all good.
Knock
but you know,
out.
But no. So I'll definitely give Gundy a little more respect than I gave him just to start, because you know it is tough to win 10 games consistently. You know, he hasn't done that over the last couple seasons, but if history tells us anything, then more than likely they will be back in that position at some point.
I don't think it's going to be this season. Their offensive line for the Cowboys is so bad. They had guys there basically since the pandemic that were kind of holding those spots up, and that's one of the reasons why Oklahoma State was supposed to be really good leading into their 3-9 season last year. And now basically these guys, some of them have been in the program, but their offensive line has no experience and it's just a mess. At least it was trying to protect both quarterbacks, Haas Haney, and then the new one, Zane Flowers, who now, I mean, go ask Arch Manning how easy it is to go into a Big Ten stadium on the road and start as a quarterback in college. Like, it's going to be a challenge. We saw Arch score 7 points for the Longhorns last week in their debut. So, yeah, this is one of only 12 Power 4 matchups in college football this weekend. So that's kind of something that we need to remember. Like, this is still technically a bigger matchup, right? But as far as the litmus test for Oregon goes, you're probably, like I said, looking slightly better than Montana State if you're Oklahoma State. So Oregon is probably going to look similar. And frankly, we're still not going to know much if Oregon does really well today. And hopefully they spread it around. Hopefully they don't really show their cards against such, I don't want to say easy team, but a team that they're supposed to be.
If we're being honest, we probably won't know what this team is until they play Penn State. Like, we looking at the Ducks schedule, like, I'm not going to say it should be a cakewalk for them,
it should be a cakewalk for them.
You know, like, so
up until that point, yeah.
So I think, you know.
Got Northwestern next week, who lost to Tulane last weekend, but, you know, and got worked in that one. Oregon State, we'll get to them at some point today. But, yeah, I hear you. It's like they could, depending on how this, I mean, also it's just how this game starts, right? Like, if you have a slow start and you go into the second quarter, you're halfway into the second quarter, and it's like 17-14 or even 17-10, like, then we're going to see this Oregon team probably, you know, show some stuff that they haven't, or tighten up the lineup a little bit more and look more like a team that is having to win a game versus, all right, let's make sure everybody gets reps, gets depth here. You know, everybody gets comfortable with the offense and gets comfortable with game action just in case their number's called. You know, I think that will eventually happen in this game, but again, I just worry about the whole world shouting from the mountaintop against a Big 12 team who has had success in the past. Like, oh yeah, easy dub. It's like, all right, it may be, but let's make sure we don't treat this as if we're playing Montana State again. This is Oklahoma State. All right.
And the one thing we know that, you know, Oregon's been bitten in the ass before, just believing that, got it, should be an easy one. Let's go out there. Let's go to Washington and go ahead and bring back this dub.
Let's go to
right?
Stanford,
right?
And get an
it's going to be
dub.
No problem. Utah's going to be no issue for them. Now, mind you, I don't believe that Oklahoma State is any of those teams. However, you know, just overlooking people and like you said, Joe, even just coming out with a slow start and not even kind of allowing Oklahoma State to stay in the game offensively. But like, if you can only come out and you only put up 14 in the first half, you only put up 17 in the first half, and even if Oklahoma State only puts up 3, that's like, that's cause for concern, I think, at least just a little bit, because against this roster, with the roster that you have and the recruits that you had, you should be kind of blowing them out. Like you said, what, a 27-point spread?
27.5.
Yeah, come on. Yep. Like, that means you're scoring pretty much every time you have the ball.
Well, also, on the defensive side for the Ducks, it should be another easier day, because their offensive coordinator that Gundy hired, they basically, after their 3-9 season, fired most, if not all, of their assistant coaching staff. So this new offensive coordinator was supposed to come in and build the offense around. They didn't announce it until the end of camp, but Haas Haney was the guy coming in. He's got mobility, and they were thinking that maybe they could, you know, change the offense up and give another look that way. But unfortunately, Zane Flowers is literally a stand-in-the-pocket quarterback. He's not like a...
Is it Flowers or Flores?
Flores. Sorry, Zane Flores. There's a guy, Flowers, I'm thinking of in the back. Yeah, in the back of my mind, that's not correct. It's Flores. But anyways, Flores is more of a pocket guy. He doesn't really get out of the pocket like Haney's supposed to for the offense. It's just going to be a different look. It's going to be a lot easier for Oregon coming in than if Haas Haney were under center. This just isn't going to be a very dynamic look for Oklahoma State.
As Jordan mentioned, the coordinators, two new coordinators for Oklahoma State, nine new staff members were hired this offseason, as well as signing 41 transfers, 65 new players overall, with more than 30 arriving only this summer.
That's a lot of turnover.
That is.
That's a lot of turnover for a team in a year.
But that's also why I say it's, you know, don't take this team at the record from last year, because it's a different team. And I think they, I mean, obviously they want to come into Eugene and shock the world, but just don't even let them think for a second that they can do that.
Hey, Flores.
Fast start.
Flores was a 3-star recruit, so he ain't nothing, right? Like,
that's true. He is a quarterback at a D1 program.
So he's pretty cold, probably.
So he is something. He is something.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.